We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's been a long
His name
a long time coming, but I know
is Keelan Lawson.
Change gonna come.
One of the best to ever do it at the high school level in the city of Memphis.
It's been
coach at Wooddale. Coaching over there at Hoop City Basketball Club this summer. His sons have decisions to make. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Coach Lawson, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How y'all guys doing?
Well, it always comes full circle.
Excellent.
Here in Memphis basketball. I feel like I've been discussing the Lawson's recruitment for 7 years nonstop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So in terms of where everything is, obviously a very exciting time for you guys. Chandler has announced that he is transferring from Oregon. Jonathan Lawson, your youngest son, got his release from his NLI. Where does the recruitment stand in terms of schools that have reached out? I guess for both of those guys, who are the schools that have gotten involved?
You got Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri, TCU, Florida, Ohio State, who else? It may be somebody else that I'm missing. But, yeah, those are the ones right there. And Memphis, yes, sir.
So Memphis has reached out to both Jonathan and Chandler?
Well, I know they reached out to Chandler, that Saturday. I'm not sure if he reached out, to Jonathan yet, but, but I know he will. But I know he reached out to Chandler. He spoke with Chandler on Saturday.
Coach,
once Chandler had got his release. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Do the boys, how keen are they on playing together? Is it both or bust, or are they willing to separate? I guess I'm only asking that because you point out he's contacted Chandler but not Jonathan. Do they intend to play together at their next school?
No, sir. That's not the intent. You know what I'm saying? That's not the intent. But most of the schools, when they're calling, they call for one and they ask about the other. When they are making it clear, then I am making it clear that it's not no kind of package deal and nothing like that. So the boys will, determine on their own based on the need, what the school, needs.
And then what kind of, as far as you understand, what were some of the things that Penny, when he talked to Chandler, was saying in terms of fit? Was it just a, hey, man, I want you. Come on and do it right now? How badly, in terms of what you determine, does he want Chandler?
Well, he just told Chandler, he said, Chandler, I've been knowing you. I know your capabilities or what you can do. I watched you play, Oregon, when we played against you, and I just didn't think the coach didn't utilize your skill set, for what I know what you can do. So, by saying that, that makes Chandler feel kind of good, because knowing that the coach has belief in him, and knowing his capability and not just using him, you know, just to be a pawn in the game.
So is your understanding, Coach, that Chandler has an offer from Memphis?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chandler does. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then Jonathan did at one point, but seems like you made this point in the commercial. Jonathan obviously had the Memphis offer, but that'd be something you clearly that you'd expect that contact again, right? That re-offer sort of.
I just think children like to be coded. You know what I'm saying? And I know when that time comes, Penny will call him and talk to him.
Gotcha.
And then do what he needs to do. But I just think right now. The biggest thing that's going on with a lot of these college coaches, they're trying to recruit their own players that got in the house. You feel what I'm saying? Then I know this stuff happened, with Musa coming out. He got other things that he got to worry about.
I got you.
Trying to keep what's at house, too. You feel what I'm saying? So I understand that. Johnson, understand that. But still, the same token, it just would be, they look at what all these other coaches, calling. So, you know how they go with cheers, man. They're just part of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Obviously, Coach, there's such a history, right, between the Lawson family and the University of Memphis. And, you obviously were on staff there. Your first two sons, KJ and Dedrick, played at Memphis. Is there any sort of reservations about that time as it relates to, your youngest recruitments? Or have you mostly just – do you put that totally in a separate box and approach this, from a clean slate, fresh start perspective?
Well, that's in the past. You handle people accordingly. You handle people accordingly. During that time, that was handled accordingly the way it needs to be handled. This is a new time. That had had nothing to do with Chandler and Jonathan. What went on 4 years ago, and you're just sad that people sit back and harp on something that, right now is irrelevant. You can't go back in time and make up what happened in the past. You got to move forward, like I always said, we've been in Memphis all our life. We've been Memphis fans all our life. It's just that when you have a situation, you have other people that don't understand, and just move different from the way, Memphis. You feel what I'm saying? You get outsiders coming in trying to run a program, and they trying to run it another way instead of letting it be like it's supposed to be. So, we have no problem with the University of Memphis. We got no problem with the administration, with Dr. Rudd and all that. We have no issues, with that. So I don't know why people, still trip off that. It's just the issue that I have with and that's with anybody. If a man lied to you, would you trust them with your family?
No doubt.
No.
Yep.
And if you did, there's something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing, and that's just life. How can you trust somebody that sits and lies to you, and then you're gonna trust your family with that person that's head of things? So, I just wish people just, that's in the past, so be it, And Penny understood that when he first got the job. I said, P, I can't, as long as dude there, man, because, I don't trust him. And you shouldn't trust him either, just being perfectly honest, because, they tell you one thing and lie and do something behind your back, That's how I was raised. I don't know how other people were raised, but that's how I was raised. Man, look in your face and lie to you, you can't trust him. You
got to
move on.
Coach, that makes total sense. Do you believe that the Memphis fan base, that same Memphis fan base that said everything they said, right, when you guys left, do you believe that if the decision ended up being Memphis for Chandler and Jonathan, that they would embrace you guys?
No, I don't expect an embrace. Shoot, look what they're doing to Boogie and all those guys. just a year ago, they was praising them. When they decided to leave, now they say they trash. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's a lot of miserable people out here. They life is miserable. So they just want to see other people miserable. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't base that. I laugh at it. You just don't know how much money I make off my social media every time I name green. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, it's good for business.
Coach, you've put together rosters before and You've been a part of college staffs, put together a roster, you know, fits and chemistry. When you look at Memphis and they get back with what you expect to have, does it look like a good fit to you for your two sons right now with what Penny's got coming back and the way they play?
Yes, sir. I think it's a good fit. I know a lot of stuff that I should know before I'm coming from because of because of the relationship what I had with some players that was on that team.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I just think, you know, Penny Nick's hired to be somebody that can hold those players accountable. You feel what I'm saying? And not be their friends and not try to run up behind him and kiss his butt. You feel what I'm saying? He need an assistant coach that's going to hold those guys accountable and be a representative for those guys and not just try to do what Penny say and try to, you know, kiss his butt and be the friends with the players. You know, that ain't going to work. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what he needs. That's what he needs, an accountability coach, hold those players accountable, make them do what they're supposed to do, and then let him coach. He can't do both of them. He can't be the coach and try to hold them accountable. You know, he got to be either the bad guy or the good guy. But at the same time, he needs to have a coach that's going to go in there and hold those guys accountable for him, do the dirty work for him to make sure those guys do what they're supposed to do. Let them guys come to him and say, man, I don't like Coach Adam. Coach Adam this and y'all, don't worry about it. We'll work. I just think that's the only problem he had. And then towards the end of the year, he started holding those guys accountable. Penny started doing it and not relying on his supporting staff to do it. And then they bought into it. And now they saw that he meant business. When he sat down DJ, when he sat down A-Lo, and then with the injuries, you found out that's what players want. You know, it ain't all about the X and O's. It's about the Jim and the Joes. You got to make sure these players hold them accountable. And the players want that. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what he needs. You know, because I know a lot of stuff that was going on that I shouldn't knew, but I felt what those players were coming from. And those same things that those players were telling my sons now. But then I had to explain to them, y'all know how Penny operate, man. I said, yeah. You know, so, you know, that's the whole thing. Once he gets that, he's going to be fine, man. You know, they had a great job. You know, those guys bought in to playing tough-nosed defense. You know, when you had Lester was a three-point shooter. Now Lester is an all-around complete player now. He played hard-nosed defense, and he can still score. You know what I'm saying? Then you had the other kid come from Virginia Tech, you know, doing his thing. And then the Williams kid, I just love his energy. You know what I'm saying? He just give you that energy off. He just give you that energy off the bench. On the floor that you need. You know, it's an attitude, but it's an attitude that you need that can give your team a identity. And then when all those, you know, when they buy into that, then let Penny do his job. You know what I'm saying? Let Penny, Penny knows basketball. You know what I'm saying? But he got to have somebody over there. If he's going to do the X's and O's, he needs somebody to deal with the Jimmys and Joes. And that's dealing with the handlers. That's dealing with the parents. That's dealing, you know, with the players. And make sure they're doing what's right and holding them accountable on and off the floor.
I was going to ask you, Coach, because, you know, you don't get the credit, but you broke the news that Penny Hardaway was going to be the next coach at Memphis on this show while Tubby was still the coach. You were the first person that actually publicly said that. So as somebody who has, you know, seen this coming and knew it was going to happen and has watched very closely the last 3 years, what's your assessment, you know, of how far Penny has come as a coach and how he's grown?
Oh, man, Penny, he's doing a hell of a job. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a hell of a job. You know, he went in there and, you know, it's all about Munson and Justin. You know, they had a little wrinkles in the offense. He came in, had to do what he had to do to change it up. Okay, everything rolling. He's doing great for the community. You know, Penny had done, you know, an excellent job. You know, and then, of course, he did a good enough job to get his extension, to get his second contract. And that was something that I was worried about on the first deal, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think Penny is doing, you know, if people just leave him alone. Give Penny a lifetime contract like Bill Self got. Just leave him alone and let him do what he do and trust in it, you know what I'm saying? You know, and trust in it. And fans need to just be fans and let Penny do the coaching and do what he needs to do for the universities, you know, the Memphis. But I think he's doing a great job.
Arizona, should they go after Josh or Damon?
Sir?
Arizona has fired Sean Miller, coach. And I'm asking, we were having a conversation before we had you on, is it should they go after Josh Pastner's of Georgia Tech, or would you give Damon Stoudemire a try? What do you think Arizona should do?
I go with Damon. I go with Damon. Damon has, you know, Damon's been recruiting at West Coast, you know, mm-hmm. area. You know, Damon played there. He was, you know, All-American. He's from that area, that Midwest and that Portland, Oregon area. And then, plus, Damon, you know, still have ties down here in the South. So, you know, I'll go with Damon. So
at some point, somebody's going to have to, because Damon's a hell of a coach. I got to ask you, because I brought him up, has Georgia Tech been in contact at all, coach? Do you expect Josh to recruit your boys?
No, not really. You know, I helped, you know, congratulate them and, you know, and spoke with them like this. But as far as that,
okay,
you know, nah.
Folks are trying to say that was a done deal, coach.
Nah, it's only two things done deals in this life, and that's taxes and death. Those are the two things that's done.
Amen.
So,
hey, so coach, and thank you for reminding me. I got
nuts and guts.
I got to pay my taxes.
You got
this
an
year.
Extension this year. That's in the May.
Okay,
yeah,
I did get it. Okay, all right, we did get an extension. Okay, thank you. I was going to ask you, what's the timeline for a decision? I mean, do you expect a decision to be made by your boys here pretty soon? Like, what's the timeline for you guys?
Well, hopefully we're supposed to have Zoom meeting yesterday, but Chandler missed the flight. I think Oregon canceled all flights leaving out of Oregon, so he couldn't leave the other day. So.
Damn.
So he finally got on the flight yesterday, okay. So we had to push everything back to, you know, to today. So we're going to have two Zoom meetings today, and then out there we'll have a Zoom meeting with Memphis after we get through meeting with the other people. So hopefully, I'd probably say, you know, if by the first of next week, middle of next week.
So you have a Zoom with Memphis this week? Is that scheduled?
Well, it's going to be scheduled.
Gotcha.
Yes, so we're going to schedule it after we, you know, meet with the other two teams that we have Zoom meeting with.
And then I got to ask you, coach, because we've talked a little bit in this interview about Chandler's game. We saw him at Oregon and what, you know, obviously the potential that's there. He gets more minutes, all that. Jonathan's game. And you were winning state titles with him. He goes out and goes to Houston this year, gets state tournament MVP. This year for him out at Houston, how much, you know, what did you see in terms of his development? How much better as a player? I mean, y'all get better going from junior to senior seasons, but his game, where's he at now, coach?
Man, he's on, you know, to me, you know, when I told Mike, Mike Miller and Ernie Kuiper and Eric Buzz, I said, man, y'all did a hell of a job with Jonathan. Because here at Wooddale, I had to hide him a lot, not because he couldn't play defense, because I couldn't afford for him getting foul trouble. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when he went over there, Jonathan bought into being, you know, Jonathan bought into the system. He went over there. He actually played the one and the two along with TJ Matlock, and Jonathan was guard and guard. I'm talking about guards, 5 foot, you know,
yep.
Guards. You know, and he learned how to sit down and play defense. You feel what I'm saying? He learned and he wasn't afraid. You know, he played defense. He became a facilitator. You know, he wasn't the first option. You know, he was probably the third or fourth option. But when it came time for him to take over the game, he had to do to take over the game to make sure that they were successful, you know, and winning the state. You know what I'm saying? So the people over there at Houston embraced him. The players embraced him. I think he just matured a lot on defense and learned how to really play a true position of being a one or a two instead of being labeled as a small forward. I think now you can really label him as being that combo guard that can come in and run the one or the two based off his defensive skill on what he had picked up, you know, the last year, you know, playing with Mike.
Yep.
And then, you know, also, you know, with his shooting, you know, Mike worked with him on his shot. His, you know, 3-point percentage, you know, was good. You know, he shot about 45% from the tray. You know, so you couldn't ask for nothing more. You know, more than that. You know, and I think all it has to do, you know, with him, you know, playing over there with players just as better, you know, than him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what you're going to have to take going to college.
That's college.
You know what I'm saying? It's
going to
be other. There's going to be other guys just as better than you. So how can you play along with those guys?
Exactly.
And, you know, And for people that have not seen them play and don't understand, they can play with anybody. You know, we don't – that's one thing I tell my boys, you don't have to give us anything because we're going to do what we're supposed to do to earn what we get. Because when you earn it, it's hard to take it away from you. But when somebody gives you something, they can take it back. So, you know, when people say this thing, you know, they haven't watched them play. And that lets you know that they're not really true basketball fans. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I think he's done a hell of a job this year, you know, going over there playing with, you know, with Coach Mike and with Ernie and Bugs and just that whole Houston community. I just want to, you know, thank them for embracing us into their community, you know, just getting him an opportunity to finish out his senior year and being able to win another state championship.
Absolutely. Jonathan was a massive part of that. I don't know if they were able to do it without Johnny in that program. And then we talked about Chandler's decision. Is Jonathan's on the same sort of timeline, too, that it could be early next week, or are y'all going to take a little longer with Jonathan's? What sort of is the update there with him?
See, we could probably take a little bit longer with Jonathan. See, my whole thing, because you don't have, you know, no, Chandler can't transfer no more. You feel what I'm saying? So wherever he go, he going to be there.
Right.
Well, Johnson go, he still got that one chance to transfer. You feel what I'm saying? You know, if things don't be, you know, the way that it is. And then even like that, and then, you know, just for the record, you know, everybody thinking, you know, Chandler transferred because of this plan. Chandler transferred because the coach left that recruited him.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Got a head coaching job, right, Coach?
Right. Coach got a head coaching job, and that's the one that who you know, recruited Chandler and Jonathan. Yep. And, you know, you got to have, they're just going back, you got to have somebody on that staff. It ain't nothing about the X and O's. It's all about holding you accountable. It's all about having a relationship that sometimes don't have nothing to do with basketball. It's just having a relationship with a person on that staff that can keep everything together for you.
Hey, Coach, this is always, always fun, always educational. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. Yep. He is Keelan Lawson.
Pleasure, man.
Coach out there at Wooddale, obviously the father of Jonathan Lawson and Chandler Lawson.
Oh, I'm about to fall. Oh.